the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. My name is Mr. William D. Morgan. I am so sorry we got a late start tonight. Had to do a Skype update. I hate this damn version of Skype, but it is what it is. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. Got Gene on with me. Gene, how are you, man?
All right, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Right now, as I predicted earlier, I'm going to toot my own horn just a little bit. The Clemson Tigers are doing their thing against the Alabama Crimson Tide. And now, I wasn't expecting this, but I did expect a win from Clemson. I know a lot of folks picked Bama. Gene, you thought Bama would have won by 6 points, which is understandable. But did you see this?
No, I didn't see I thought the pick six early they could have recovered from, just because how early it was, and I thought they had really enough time to get back on track. It just seemed like the defense couldn't stop the run, and offensively they just couldn't take the top off. Mostly all the passes, you know, were underneath, and those receivers just couldn't get loose. I don't, and that's highly unusual for Alabama. But like that stat we looked at, you know, low over 160 yards rushing, that's a pretty good day. But they just can't get it in the end zone.
Yeah.
I think that front seven of Clemson is just – it's actually a lot better, especially because I haven't really looked at them all year. Then to kind of see them tonight, that front seven is – I mean, they got athletes on both sides of the ball.
They do. They really, really do. Oh, my goodness. Trying to get Doom on the line now, see if we can get him with us. You guys can join us as well. 706-993-4606 is that number to call into the show. As we come back from the Christmas holidays, I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. Hope everybody had a Happy Kwanzaa. Also, hope everybody had a great New Year. Looking at the end of the game now, or it should be the end of the game soon. Gene, I think I lost your camera.
Okay. Got it?
Well, I got you. That's all that matters. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Doom, are you with us? He's not with us yet. Okay. Not quite with us. Let me see if I can. All right. Let's go from there. Let's go into the NFL games from this weekend. As we get in this national championship game wind down somewhat. Going into the Colts Titans game, Colts beat the Titans 21-7. Colts beat the Texans 21-7. Cowboys defeat the Seahawks 24-22. Chargers defeat the Ravens 23-17. I got a lot to say about that game. And Eagles defeat the Bears 16-15. It looks like Nick Foles is still doing his little magic act. As the Eagles are still in the playoffs and in the hunt to repeat as Super Bowl champions. But my issue, the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, that boy got booed yesterday. And I don't understand that, because if the fans go back and look at it, he's the reason why they made the playoffs in the first place.
He's the reason why they had a chance yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, 194 yards passing, two TDs, nine carries for 54 yards. He was the offense. I mean, what more they want? I didn't like the fact that automatically, because last week, you know, when he won, this guy's, he's the, rookie of the year. And he's still, shouldn't be in that conversation. But those fans are. But you know what? It's the plight of the black quarterback. You know, rookie.
It is.
I mean, you do good one week, and you know he's a hero, and then now, bring in Flacco. Man, this man ain't played in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and he don't be on the sideline sitting there, you know, tossing the ball around. He doesn't even have a headset on. He doesn't even talk to anybody. So, you know, I think he's done, and I think, you know, Lamar is okay. Lamar is young. This is first playoff game. As we all know, the playoffs are a totally different game than the regular season game.
Yep.
He got an opportunity to see that, and he know, you know, what the work he probably has to put in. And but I take nothing away from Lamar, you know, taking over that team, because to be honest with you, I don't think they would have made the playoffs without him.
Nope, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Let me head on back to line number two right now. Doom, you with us, man?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm
trying to put these road rats to sleep.
Uh-oh.
They're trying to no-dose me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I'm going to try to call back in about 20 minutes.
That'll work, man. We'll see you then.
All right.
All right, dude. Oh, man, he got the kids. Woo, I know how that is. I know how that is.
Yep.
Man. But, yeah, man, I was kind of upset about that. The dude just turned 22 years old today.
Uh-huh.
Today.
Right.
And he's a rookie. Come on, man.
He's a rookie with a half a year experience.
Yeah.
Which I, like I said, I make no excuses, you know. You got to come prepared, and that's on the coach to get him prepared. But looking at the game, they were down pretty good. They struggled with the offense.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Where'd he come from? Tony C, what's up, man?
I'm coming from the Nick Saban ass whooping.
Oh, man. Hold on. Gene, you still with us, man? Hold up. Oh. Let's see if I can get him back. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay, Gene?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Gene back. Oh, man. See, this is what I hate about this version of Skype. Let's see. Bear with me, folks. Jesus, man. While I'm figuring this out for the very first time, what was your thoughts on that Colts Texans game?
Luck. I'm a big fan of Luck. I liked him coming out of the draft.
Okay. Tony C, you back? You there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me write this real quick. I got this new version of Skype and it's killing a brother. Stay there, I'm gonna call you back.
All right.
Okay. End that call real quick. Okay. All right, Gene?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm finna do one more thing. My subscription better. Yeah, I got my subscription. Let me call him back. Yeah, but I'm kind of hoping we see an upset tomorrow on Sunday. I think it's Sunday. When the Colts play the Chiefs, I'm sort of kind of hoping we see an upset there.
You know what? The Chiefs. Last few games ain't been as strong as they were early in the season. Like I said, that's the Hunt effect.
Yeah.
Putting a lot of pressure on Mahomes.
Yeah.
The Colts, primarily to me, you know, Marlon Mack is a decent running back. I don't know. The Texans were 11-4. You know, they played pretty good at home. That's a good win for the Colts, yeah, flat out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a hell of a win. You know, but like I said, I've always been a fan of Luck, and he's one of those guys that'll buckle down.
Oh, Big Tone, what's up, man?
Man, I thought you'd have it ready for me.
Hey, I'm dealing with this new version of Skype. Let me see, 619-392-7917. Stay by your phone. I'm going to call you right back, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, appreciate you, man. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think I got this down now. We got Gene. Tony C, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine. All right, I got one more person I need to bring into this. And you can't believe who this last person is.
Tide Roll. Road.
Will Cox.
Nah.
Uh-oh. Nick Saban?
I wish. Oh, man.
Why would you want to hear from him? You don't hear nothing from him tonight. You need to go.
He'd be crying, wouldn't
hit
he?
Hit the recruiting trail.
He'd be crying, wouldn't he?
Yeah, they're going to come up. You know, Alabama fans going to come up with some excuse.
Anytime they
get blowed out, it's somebody else's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Special team coaches focus on something else. Offensive coordinator.
Those boys are getting destroyed.
That's not even destruction. They're getting dismantled. This is what you call dismantled. This is Jimmy's and Joe's right here.
Yep.
This ain't got nothing to do with X's and O's, a lot of it. It's, we got better players than you.
Oh, yeah.
Point blank, period. And that kid, Ross, just need to sit out next year and just wait and go to the league. Alabama just sent him to the NFL. We got to play another down at Clemson.
All right, y'all.
What a guard.
All right, y'all. All right, right now, let me give an update before I do one more thing. Clemson of Alabama, 44-16. Predicted on Facebook earlier they would win, and they are winning. Now, I got one thing I need to do. When I play this, y'all going to know who this is. Y'all going to know who this is.
Tigers!
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to let it play just for a few minutes, y'all. Just for a few minutes.
Oh. What'd I do? Wait.
What's up, man?
Look, y'all are not gonna ruin this moment for me. I'm smiling ear to ear because Alabama is getting their asses beat. They're
heavy bug, Danny.
Okay,
Volkswagen.
Okay, now.
Like a Volkswagen.
Okay, now hold up now. Somebody else who I wasn't expecting to call in freaking called in. I mean, I'm happy to have him on. Do not get me wrong. Let me see here. Real quick, as I'm getting this person in, Tony C, we talked earlier on the phone, text message wise, and Big Tone had an issue with me. Big Tone had an issue with me. I picked the Cowboys to beat the Rams. You didn't have a problem. But Big Tone, you had a problem with me saying that. Why'd you have a problem with me saying that?
Because they played in L.A. and Dallas A's not good on the West Coast.
Man, hell, the Rams gonna struggle to get Ram fans to come to the game. Half the state, 60% of the state is gonna be Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
What you mean? That's why the Rams and the Chargers hate playing at home.
This is the first playoff game they've won in how many years? And everybody's going like, oh,
in 3 years.
They're going away. Please.
You got to get a team in their props, man.
The Rams going to run up all in y'all's guts and tell you guys to go home like the bitches that
you
they
have
are.
Reached the voicemail box of 201-852-7125. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up.
I tried to get him in and I couldn't.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm dealing with a new version of Skype. Stay where you are, man. I'm going to hit you back. All right.
Okay.
Cisco 49's wiping everybody out. And I know better.
But see.
But they're not in the playoffs, though. That's, you can't be thinking with your heart on that. But
exactly.
Yo, you have so much contempt in your heart for the Cowboys, you're not thinking that the damn Rams giving up 5 yards of carry to a bum team. So if the Cowboys come to town, they 3-3 in their last 6 games.
And what I'm trying to say too, man, here's the thing that get me with the Rams. Them boys soft.
You gonna find out how soft they really is.
Them boys soft,
if they can't stop Zeke, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
If they don't stop Zeke Elliott, bro, they're going to lose.
Yep.
I have no problem telling you that. And that's not even as a Cowboy fan. That's as a football fan, dog.
Rage, we got
you,
man.
If they not stop Zeke Elliott, they're going to lose.
Rage, we got you on, man.
You give up 5 yards of carry Saturday night, they're going to lose.
Yep. Rage.
That.
But yet still, if they can't stop Zeke and Todd Gurley can't get off, I'll give you that. Okay, I don't want to say it because I can't. I hate them with passion.
No, you gotta be honest. Listen, man.
I hate Goldberg.
It's 2019, man. You gotta be real with yourself. It don't hurt. It hurts you more to think with your heart because when it don't come to fruition, it hurts you. But if
you have reached the
yourself,
voicemail box of 201-852-7125.
They pulled this off.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get
this. If they get past the Rams, that means they have to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go to New Orleans.
Okay, stay where you at, man. I'm trying to get you on, dude.
You calling block. Don't call block.
My call is block? My call is block? Okay. All right. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please give me one moment. I am having Skype issues all night long. Let me see. Let me try this here. Okay. Let me get everybody back. Okay, I got Tony C back. Tony C, you there?
I hear you.
Okay. Let me see here. See if I can get them. Add those guys to the call real quick. Okay. Gene.
Hello?
Doom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you got Doom. Gene, you there? Don't have Gene. Okay. What is going on with this thing? You guys still there? Okay, you guys there?
Now I hear you.
I hear you.
Okay. So we got
yeah.
So we got Gene, we got Rage, we got Tony C. Okay, so
Tony C that can't hit nobody up, as always.
That's just wrong.
Look, man, I'll be going through my own.
Just being a stranger, as always. What else is new?
It's NFL season, man. You're a Patriots fan. I gotta stay away from you.
Oh, please.
At least to Philip Rivers and Joey Bosa, them do what they gotta do.
Hey, Gene, you there, man?
No.
Gene, you there?
I'll get y'all's.
What?
They gonna Cowboys gonna get their asses beat like they always do. They'll catch theirs soon.
Hello?
Hey, listen.
Okay, who?
I think that's Gene right there.
Gene? Who we got?
Gene,
we got Rage, we got Tony C. I'm trying to get Big Tone back, as well as Gene.
Man, you got Big Tone on here. Damn it.
But that's got to be Danny.
You got Nick Saban going to call in out in a minute, 2 minutes on the thing.
Hey. What's up, man?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
Who we got?
Who is this? Coach Saban on the line. How you?
Okay, who we got here? Who we got here?
This is Doom.
Doom, okay. This thing is killing me. Dude, I'm gonna call you back.
Okay.
All right, man.
Let me tell y'all, let me explain what happened. Let me give y'all an early synopsis of what happened. My quarterback came out and threw a pick six. That really got me.
Oh, that was the best. That was the best, man. When he threw that pick six.
And then I found out Dabo Sweeney got sunshine from Remember Tiger.
Oh my God.
I thought Kelly Bryant was still over there.
Nah, he gone, man.
Come on, Trev. Give me one more touchdown, Trev. Come on.
Now, they put up a 50 burger on Nick Saban. I don't hear nothing else about Nick Saban being the greatest of all time.
Thank you.
Tell you that right now.
Nick Saban couldn't even beat Clemson.
I can't be the greatest of all time if I get a 50 burger put on.
Tony C, what I tell you earlier in the season, I told you, man, Clemson, they got something special down there, man.
Well, you know, it's them as a joke. Like, that cat, the kid number 8, I don't know how I let him get out of Alabama. I mean, I should have pressed a little harder to get him on my sideline because he out here looking like Megatron Jr.
Come on, man.
And, if I was Dabo, I'd go for 50.
Give me one more touchdown, man. Please.
I want Dabo to try to get 50 on me.
Just give me one more touchdown and I'll be happy. Come on, run up the score. Come on.
They ain't gonna do me like that.
Run up the score. That's what college football is all about, right? Running up the score for no damn reason.
No, I got pumped and dunked tonight.
Look at that right there.
They ain't have to beat me like that.
I said on Facebook earlier, and the reason why I said Clemson was gonna win the game. And the main part of why.
Why would you pick against?
Why?
Okay, they got blown up.
Okay, Big Tone. Hold on 1 second. I'm stay by your phone, but get you back in, okay?
All right.
Thank you for being patient.
I got beat by Sunshine from Remember the Titans out here.
Yes, you did. You really did. You really, really
this
did.
this is gonna sting a little bit more.
What an
this
asshole.
This is gonna sting a little bit more.
Oh my
National
goodness.
National champions.
Oh my
They are
goodness.
The champs. Wow.
I'm gonna feel this one for a minute.
There we go. There we go. Hey, everybody, I got Big Tone back.
Tyrone.
I got Big Tone back, y'all.
Todd,
Big Tone, you speaking to Coach Saban. We just got beat 44-16.
Todd got rolled, baby.
I just want to say, for all the other teams that we beat up on through the years, I know y'all laughing at us right now.
Oh, my God.
It hurt.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Gene, hey, I'm Gene. This new Skype is killing me, Doom. Give me a minute. I'm gonna get to you, man.
Okay.
All right.
Come to attention. Get exposed.
We got two boring ass semifinal games. Look. We all know Notre Dame shouldn't have been in there. I would say neither would Oklahoma the way they played.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on now. I gotta disagree with that. The only reason the Sooners can duplicate what they did is because they have a 5'9" quarterback. If Kyler Murray was the size of Sunshine, the result might have been different.
Can I have Sunshine backing up Tom Brady, please?
Okay, I'm trying to get some folks back on here.
Sunshine gonna make them made a whole lot of money tonight, whether y'all know it or not.
Okay. Big Tone, you there?
Who the fuck are you talking to, nigga? Stop calling my phone.
My bad, my dude.
What the fuck?
Oh my goodness.
Who the hell? Whoa, hold on, brother. Don't be talking to my boy like that. Man, listen. We'll gang up on you like the Tigers did to the Todd, man. Don't gang up on my boy Will like that. Will Todd roll your ass.
Tide rolled.
I've been
headline.
Oh, this is the best. This is better than the Steelers not making the playoffs.
this is better than good. What's better, LeBron getting swept in the finals or Nick Saban losing?
No, I would have to
say they both equal in my book. They both equal in my book.
I respect LeBron James. Let me tell you something. I don't like Alabama as a football team and as a state. So fuck them.
Damn.
This means much more to me than LeBron getting swept. Fuck Alabama. Fuck them. They've been getting it real easy, and now they got their asses beat by Dabo and the fucking Tigers, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I think they blanked Dabo in them last year. So.
And let me tell you something: right. These Tigers ain't going nowhere.
Big Tone,
let's try this again. Let's try this again.
There we go. We got Big Tone back. Okay, we got him back. So.
Now that was a complete ass whooping. I'm mad as hell because I tell everybody Alabama gonna bust that ass, but that was an ass whooping.
Yeah, it was.
That's what happened when you play the Citadel and Vanderbilt and teams like that.
Honestly, the SEC other than Georgia has had a down year.
Exactly.
I think the ACC and the Big Ten are the two best conferences in college football.
I ain't gonna say all of that.
I ain't gonna say all that either.
The ACC and the Big Ten.
They're not the best.
Two best.
I can't. All right, let me see if I got Doom. Doom, what's up, man?
Oh man.
Here we go.
Terrible.
Gene left us. He went on and went to bed. But I finally went ahead and got.
He had to go tuck Nick Saban in. Exactly.
That's what he had to do.
He had to go tuck Nick Saban in.
I hope he had no money on the game.
But I finally got everybody in. This new version of
Skype. I wish I would have bet with Clemson.
If you just bet $5, you would have won a lot.
But like I was know,
because they was underdogs by five. Yep, by six, yep, I mean.
Yep.
Somebody got rich tonight, man.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell y'all something.
$75,000 on this fucking game.
$75,000.
They won $75,000 down in Caliente.
Who won $75,000?
Damn.
On this game right here.
Damn, my dude.
This team is not going anywhere. They're going to be in it for a long fucking time.
That senior class is gone.
Clemson and Clemson is not on offense.
Sunshine coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine is coming back. Yeah.
Sunshine, a freshman.
Both of them receivers coming back.
he's a pure freshman, so he's going to be there for about 3 years. Yeah, I can't tell on that one.
Yeah. He's going to be there for a minute, real talk. He's going to be there for a minute.
That boy's going to be bad as hell.
How many draft picks can I can, look? How many draft picks do my Pats need to give up to get him?
A lot.
Even the baby up at my son Clemson gonna be good.
Baby said Ty got rolled.
Baby said Ty got rolled.
I'll trade all seven rounds of draft picks to get this dude back in the car, man.
He is playing well.
Nah, ain't gonna happen.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
Well, like I said, if Kyler Murray was 6'2", 6'3", Oklahoma could do the same thing. All you got to do is be able to look over the line, and you can pick Alabama apart, and that's what Sunshine did. Well, most of the game. That one where the boy Tua is Achilles, because Ross.
Yep.
So who was the
Ross ran a hell of a route.
So who's gonna be the most egg on the face tomorrow? All right,
y'all.
Steve Smith or Shannon Sharp?
I got both of them, and I got to go in on Stephen A. real quick. I got to.
Look,
I don't know if you working all these hours or whatnot, but dude, you have been messing up. He called James Harden the best offensive player in football the other day. Really?
He said what?
He said that James Harden is the best basketball player in football. The best player in football. Come on, man.
He's one of the hardest working men in ESPN, man. Leave him alone.
Look,
why are you nitpicking on Steve, man?
He on that shit again.
Yeah.
The blowhard.
Why are you nitpicking on Stephen A. like that?
Because it don't make no sense. And this ain't the first time he did it, Rage. Hunter Henry is going to do some. He looking for Hunter Henry to do some big time things. He ain't come off the pup list till today.
Oh, Lord. Look, man. He's one of the hardest working men on ESPN.
Look, man. You got to know your sport, man. That's what you being paid for. That man making six digits.
Yep. And you can
we all have our slip ups every now and then. He's human.
No, only Harden that played in the NFL, I think, retired. He was Harden from James Harrison. My bad.
Yeah, leave my boy Stevie alone.
But real quick, let's do a quick reset, real fast. Now that I got everybody online and got this Skype figured out, Colts beat the Texans 21-7. Cowboys beat the Seahawks. I know that made Tony C happy. 24-22. Chargers beat the Ravens 23-17. Eagles beat the Bears 16-15. And Clemson wins the national title tonight. They beat Alabama for the second title in 3 years. 44-16. Say we couldn't.
You heard that right. 44.
44-16.
Put up 44 against this Alabama defense.
They
got picked apart. Alabama, that's all.
Alabama is so used to they front line running rough shot that the corners could just they got exposed.
Yep, that's it. They got exposed.
And they faced the quarterback.
That defensive line got that boy stepped up and burnt them.
Yo, this crossover from number 8. Yo, that crossover was crazy. Yo, he fucked up dude's hamstring. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Oh, I know.
He made a man. He tore his Achilles.
What? Yo, that was.
But. Now,
That's how you run a goal route.
On the other thing that me and Gene were talking about before he left, I didn't like the way, I wanted to get your thoughts on it. I didn't like the way Lamar Jackson was treated yesterday.
Me either.
He's a rookie quarterback, just turned 22 today, and
I'm
playing
sorry.
In the first playoff game.
Nothing's going to happen to him. They're just going to get rid of Joe Flacco. So I ain't even worried about that.
You got to give him a pass, man. He's a rookie, and that's his first damn playoff game. Let him be.
No, I'm not worried about it. They're finna get rid of Joe Flacco's ass. So they're not doing them dirty. Joe Flacco's gone at the end of the season, dog.
Look, Tony C. Lamar Jackson,
that's his first, like you said, that's his first game. He had to get some experience in there. Now he got the experience. He knows what he needs to work on. Next year, he's going to go through camp. They're going to get him better, and he's going to be ready to roll next year.
And he came back. But
those Ravens ain't going to be winning that division. I'll tell you that. That division is going to the Browns.
Man, you smoking crack. They got to get a damn coach first.
I said it a couple weeks ago, and y'all going to book it. The Cleveland Browns are going to win the AFC North next season.
He's on that.
Book it.
He on that shit again.
Yeah, he on that shit. He on that Baker Mayfield shit, I should have said.
I believe in Baker Mayfield. Hey, man. That defense.
I hate on Baker.
Fucking Landry,
I hate
yo.
On Baker. I ain't hating on Baker. But,
and I'm telling you, they're gonna find themselves a good head coach. But that they got some draft picks, and I'm telling you, Cleveland is now a free agents hot destination now.
But Harbaugh,
the thing you're missing.
First of all, Cleveland get cold. Ain't no cold weather city. So? Don't get no big major free agent to go there. That's the first thing. Second thing,
y'all act like that
Ravens defense going somewhere. That Ravens defense ain't going nowhere, boy.
That Ravens defense ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
But neither is Baker Mayfield.
What?
Ain't Pittsburgh in that division too?
Yep.
Big Chubb going man. Pittsburgh. That window has closed.
Look, hold up. Hold up now.
Ain't going nowhere.
Hold up now. Hold up.
Sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
And there. Yeah, I'm definitely sure. Le'Veon Bell's not going to come back. And Antonio Brown.
He's definitely on that shit again.
Yeah, he is.
No, because Antonio Brown ain't going to be there.
How you know that?
How you figure?
That dude's gone.
He's a Patriots fan. He just hoped.
Antonio Brown? Le'Veon. Yeah,
I'm not Le'Veon
Bell is gone. We know Le'Veon Bell is gone. That's no
and like I say,
when Antonio Brown leaves Pittsburgh, it's not happening.
I hope one or both of them end up in New England.
Because that's the only reason why you wish for their demise.
That's always how it is. They all come to New England at some point.
That's the only reason why you wish
for their demise. You better watch out about them Chargers this weekend.
I ain't worried about them.
That's a loss.
You better be.
That's a loss for y'all.
You better be.
That's a loss for y'all, Rage.
We're going to take care of the Chargers.
I ain't going to take care of nothing. That's a loss.
You know,
they had a nice little Cinderella season, but look, you're going up against the GOAT.
All I'm going to say is this.
Montana, no. Montana's at home chilling. Get it straight.
Exactly.
Yep.
The last time the Patriots played a team with pass rushes like the Chargers got, they lost.
Yep.
Yeah. They got crushed.
Go ahead. Go
and
back.
The Eagles.
Example, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with the Chargers.
Go back to the Eagles.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Super Bowl. We'll be back in the Super Bowl.
That Eagles team
is not going anywhere, yo. They really should not have even won that game. That was to me. That is the worst way. That's the worst way.
A win. That was the best defense in the league.
Yo,
win is a win. Don't make a difference.
That defense was starving.
But I'm glad y'all brought that up. Because people keep telling me that they shouldn't have got rid of Robbie Gould. And I get that. I understand that point. But it shouldn't even have come down to that kick. I'm blaming the Chicago Bears offense. They only scored one touchdown.
I'm not blaming that. I'm not blaming their offense. I'm blaming this game solely on that field goal kicker.
Tony,
he had one. He had one easy job.
Hold up, Rage. Wait a minute. A 43-yard ain't no gimme.
Yeah. But even still,
ain't no gimme.
But even still, you have that, look. a field goal kicker, the easiest thing. It's to me, it's easy.
Have you heard? It's not easy.
You have one simple job. Make that kick to win the game, and he couldn't.
Rage, how is it simple? Have you ever done it?
Of course I haven't done it.
Okay. So if you haven't done it, how you know it's simple?
In rage, it was slightly deflected.
What is the kicker doing? Let me put it to you like this. Mitch Trubisky, fucking that offense and that defense, to me, they did their job. Now the game is now on the shoulders of your field goal kicker to win you the game. And you miss it.
You have to realize something. You got to realize something last night. They iced him. If they wouldn't have called that timeout in the first point, it was over. You have to look at, if you look at the replay, they partially blocked that kick and it took the trajectory off. That's why he missed it. It was not his fault. It was going down the line. If the ball wouldn't have got deflected, that field goal would have been through and everybody wouldn't be talking about it right now. He would be the biggest star in Chicago Bear history next to Walter Payton. Period.
That dude had one job and he couldn't do it.
It's football, Rage. This shit happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's a work. My kicker doesn't
miss clutch field goals like that.
Y'all ain't gonna get a chance to miss it because y'all don't get toe up.
Exactly. But we don't miss clutch field goals.
Y'all don't get toe up.
We had Adam Vinatieri, and even with our kicker now, Gostkowski. Our field goal kicking is next to none.
He did miss one in the Super Bowl last year.
Sure did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. It ain't gonna come to that though. Melvin.
No, he missed a couple.
Melvin Ingram
last year because
he missed a touch, and I think he missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. Yep. Look, Rage. It don't matter because ain't gonna even come to that. Melvin Ingram and the crew gonna have some fun, y'all. I'm just saying. I don't want to play this Chargers team. I don't. They beat a better defensive team than the Patriots on the road. They went down to Baltimore and won. Do you know how hard that is?
Twice. My coach, and I believe in my quarterback.
Believe in that he's gonna have to get up off his back.
As long as I got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I'm good.
You sound like somebody was an Alabama fan tonight.
No, that's different. That's totally different.
Them delusions are grand until they get their ass whooped. Then they realize. Then they be saying, how does that happen?
And Nick Saban is just going to be the one to do it.
Brave.
This time next week when the Chargers bust that ass and we on here again, he's going to be silent.
Rage.
We're trying to figure out how it happened.
Rage, before I get into my top, I just want to say one thing. Go back and look at your past Patriots teams. Tell me what this Patriots team has right now that those teams did. You had a healthy Gronk. Gronk this year has been next to nothing. You had a defense back then. You have no defense now. You have no Deion Lewis. You don't have, and Julian Edelman is half of the receiver used to be.
But that's what makes Bill Belichick, in my opinion, the greatest head coach in football.
That dude turns
trash into treasure, Tom. Those two know how to turn trash into treasure.
But Rage.
Let me ask you a question, truthfully. Do you really think y'all going to be able to drop back Tom Brady 5 and 7 step drops against the Chargers? I'm being honest. I'm being serious. You really think you're going to be able to do that with Bosa and Ingram?
Okay.
You ain't watching football.
I believe in my quarterback.
And they got a rushing game.
You believe in your quarterback be on his
My quarterback knows how to carve up the best defenses in football. That's what
my quarterback. But his offensive line ain't never been this bad.
Last year, he carved up the number one defense in the league in Jacksonville. Then he went to Pittsburgh, carved them up.
Jacksonville got screwed last year. The refs screwed Jacksonville last year.
Oh, yes. Jacksonville got royally fucked.
With that pass in the
they got fucked.
Y'all just haters.
Ain't nobody else haters. Rage. Ain't nobody
Rage.
And I don't like it.
Rage. Ain't nobody.
Stop being
hating. Rage. Ain't nobody hating.
It's 29.
Yes, you are. Y'all here.
Ain't nobody hating, Rage. We just telling the truth.
All y'all do is doubt us, and then we end up smacking y'all in the mouth.
Rage, let me ask you.
I doubted you in the Super Bowl and what happened.
Yep, exactly.
You lost.
Let me ask you a question, Rage. If I don't know how you can't see that that this team is not the same. It's not the same.
Y'all lost six games.
I know my team ain't the same, but I still believe in my quarterback.
Didn't they lose six games?
Oh, Lord.
And no, they don't lose. They lost five.
They lost five games. Oh. Lost to the Dolphins.
I believe in Tom Brady.
They lost
to y'all lucky y'all playing in the division y'all playing. That's the only reason y'all.
That's not our fault.
So let me ask you a question, Ray. What's the difference between the Patriots fan and the Alabama fan?
Right now, nothing, because they both gonna lose. They both one lost, the other one's gonna come and lost.
Both of y'all fan bases. No, I say what's the difference? Because neither one of y'all believe y'all can be beat, and then when you get beat, you be sitting there looking like, I don't know how we lost. Oh. And people been telling you, you could be beat.
Yeah.
Nobody's invincible, dog.
This has been.
The heads got too big.
Y'all go on ahead, the haters. Let's go. Y'all go on
ahead. I'm just asking a legit question.
It's a legit question.
You hate Alabama fans. You hate Alabama Crimson Tide fans. But what's the difference between you as a Patriots fan and an Alabama fan?
Nothing. Patriots fans.
I'm sure they still felt the same way going into the night.
Go ahead and hate. That's fine. It's not hate.
It's asking a legit question.
I'll hate.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but there's a difference.
Both of y'all fan bases think y'all team invincible.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to figure out. Y'all, neither one of y'all not. Y'all had your ass beat within the last 3-4 years.
Tom Brady is Captain America.
Okay.
What? Tom Brady is Captain America.
Y'all had an aura of invincibility. Tom Brady at one time was 3-0 in Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Then lost two.
Yep.
But this is what I'm saying. Check this out. Once you lose, you're not invincible no more.
You're holding on to the past, bro.
Okay, answer this. If your boy is so good, why isn't he perfect in the Super Bowl? And there's only two quarterbacks in the NFL history that's perfect.
Oh my God! I'm not gonna get into this same typical ass argument with Big Tone because I know where he's gonna go. I'm gonna just say it again.
No, but it's a legit question.
That's a legit question, Rage. Why hasn't Tom Brady beat Eli Manning? That's a legitimate question. Well, Nick Foles.
Didn't win them those Super Bowls.
Who?
Tom Coughlin won them those Super Bowls. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody on this call can agree that Eli Manning is maybe one of the most trash quarterbacks in the league.
He beat Tom Brady, though.
Consistent as fuck.
How is he trash, though?
But he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl twice.
Coaching won them that Super Bowl. That's why Tom Coughlin. That's why
Eli Manning ain't throwing down pass.
That's why Jacksonville was so close to beating us last year.
They ran the football the whole time, Rage. Eli Manning ain't throwing no pass.
Not only did they kept Tom Brady off the field. That's typical Tom Coughlin strategy, man.
What about Nick Foles
going for like 500 yards last year.
I ain't worried about Nick Foles.
You better.
Yeah, I worry about him. He didn't prove it.
Look,
you better be worried about Phillip Rivers on Sunday. That's what
I ain't worried about Phillip Rivers either.
Now what?
If you ain't worried about Phillip Rivers on Sunday, then you better be worried about the next two opponents you could face. Mahomes can get you.
Oh, you play Andrew Kansas Luck City, can get done.
You too. And Andrew Luck can get you too. Yep. So you better worry about them boys.
We beat him.
Hey, y'all got lucky.
We beat Pat Mahomes. We beat the
y'all
Chiefs.
Y'all beat him at home. Y'all beat them at home.
It's going to be a different game.
We got to win over Patty Mahomes.
It's going to be a different game y'all in Arrowhead. Lucky. It's going to be a different game in Arrowhead, my friend.
And so did the Chargers in Arrowhead. Your point is what?
I'm telling you.
Can we officially say that Clemson? Can we officially say that Clemson is Alabama Kryptonite?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can say that. We can officially say that.
Nah, ain't one Alabama fan you should be able to find and say if we play Clemson, it's an automatic W. You need it. You don't have to be scared now.
Yep.
Moving forward.
Well, my boss is an Alabama fan, so.
And I can't find no Alabama fan on Facebook at all. None.
I'm gonna piss a lot of Alabama fans right off by saying this. I'm gonna say Oklahoma would have did better than this.
Oklahoma would have done better. I believe it too.
My feelings would have did better than this.
Of course,
my feelings would have scored more than 16 points.
Hold on. Of course, you can't find an Alabama fan on Facebook. Half the state can't even read or write.
Oh,
that's a good one. Oklahoma would have scored more than 16 points. I bet that.
Yeah.
Keep talking your trash, Ray. You're going to be up there, your damn Northerners talking shit about us Southerners.
Hey, shit.
Look. Anyway, I want to get into something else I thought was kind of interesting to happen tonight. Texans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur has been hired as the next head coach for the Green Bay Packers. I got an issue with this. It's a good hire on paper. But there's a lot of brothers out here. Who I think could do just as good a job as Matt.
Hey man, let me tell you something. You don't want to take that job because Aaron Rodgers is getting paid $100 million. They ain't gonna be able to get no free agents or nothing.
That is true.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
That is true.
Fire.
That is true.
What?
Man, but it's like six or seven more jobs out there in the NFL
that they can get.
You want the job where your quarterback is making minimum money, your running back is making minimum money,
right?
Like a Cincinnati, your receiver
is making minimum money,
right?
There you go. Why are
we asking Saban to coach the Packers?
Man, he ain't coming back to the NFL.
He got ran.
He'll rather get beat by Dabo.
Yo.
He's getting beat by Dabo. Yeah. You come back to the NFL.
Get away from Dabo. Go to the NFL.
He tried with Dabo the Dolphins before.
I'd be surprised if Alabama make it back to the championship next year, man. I think Ohio State and Clemson don't play.
Ohio State should have been in the first place, but that's just me. That's just me.
No, they got ran by
Purdue.
Who smoked them? Purdue. Yeah, you can't get smoked by the chicken school.
I don't know if Ohio State's going to be the same without Urban Meyer.
Another thing, too, went down today. Juju Smith-Schuster replaced Antonio Brown at the Pro Bowl. I thought that was good.
Ohio State got the backup quarterback from Georgia.
Yep.
Coming in, but Justin he got to sit out of here. So in 2020,
Justin Smith, I think his name was. Yeah,
Justin Fields. Yeah,
Justin Fields. Yeah.
I was hoping he went to Oklahoma.
And the Steelers report, that most likely an Antonio Brown trade will occur.
Listen, Who's going to trade for him and then your team going to suck because he getting paid a whole lot of money?
Come on, Bill Belichick. Get me Antonio Brown.
He ain't going to do it.
He's going to be too much of a diva.
He ain't going to do it. First of all, the thing with AB is, A, he's 30. He's on the wrong side of the early side of 30. That's number one. Number two, go back and look at Steeler receivers as they've done as they left the organization. Other than Santonio Holmes, the other ones have sucked. You look at Mike Wallace, he sucked. So
Antoine Randle L
sucked. So yeah, man.
Man, y'all should see Nick Saban sitting up here at this podium. He crazy as hell.
Oh, he is dejected.
He looking like Trump, sitting up here with his arm folded up, looking like Trump.
Look at Tugalova.
Looking sick.
Getting that ass.
Look like you just got
curb stomped.
Shannon Sharp gonna get it tomorrow. He gonna get it tomorrow.
Oh,
Skip.
Skip don't get any, man. Skip said, what's that going today?
Oh, once again, Nick Wright. You know, he's another bandwagon.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Sunshine, that's what they need to be saying. Sunshine.
Wait, the Timberwolves are Timberwolves are interviewing a Hoiberg?
Yeah, they fired I was gonna get into that too. Tom Thibodeau got fired after the Timberwolves beat the Lakers yesterday.
That's some bullshit.
But hold on. Being a Bulls fan, I get it. Because the thing with Thibodeau, he was our coach for the longest. The thing with Thibodeau, first of all, he runs practices. He'll run you into the ground. And them young boys ain't trying to feel that. That's number one. Number two, his rotations are short. He don't go no more than seven, eight players deep. And then he crashed that down even more in the playoffs. 2, 6, or 7. You got 8 during the regular season, 6, 7 during the playoffs. You're running your team into the ground.
Okay. Speaking of that, is it about time for Jimmy Butler to go to the Big 3 league?
I ain't gonna say all that. I still got talent.
Big three, Jimmy Butler, big three.
I'm just saying. Getting into it with coaches.
Because he still got talent, though, dude. He still got talent.
I don't care. But it's how he's messing up a team. Nobody's talking about Philly no more.
Derrick Rose need to go to B3.
Derrick Rose playing well this year.
Derrick Rose is also.
He playing well this year. He's
All-star votes.
He averages like 15, 16 points off the bench. He definitely running for sixth man of the year, if he ain't it already. He definitely
Derrick Rose man. Deserves to be on an all-star team.
I don't know.
Have another bone to pick. So is James Harden the only person that if you get away with that eight step back three?
Because you saw Steph try to do it and he couldn't get away with it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck? is this a ballerina recital or some shit? What the fuck?
You need the NBA referees need to go to the park in the off season. And referee some games at the park. Cause you can't get away from traveling nowhere at the park.
Yeah.
That no call Kevin Durant got when he was out of bounds.
I don't mind him cheating for the Warriors. I just don't like him cheating for LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Let me hush. I'm a Laker fan, and he's on my team, so I got to hush.
Well, he's hurt right now.
I'm a Laker fan. I'm a Laker fan too, but now that he hurt, I was happy.
Yeah, they did win. They did beat the Mavericks tonight without an ass.
Yeah, they don't need.
Thank God. And
Lakers need Davis.
Why?
Say what?
Lakers need Anthony Davis.
Tell me why.
He adds size. Because the Lakers don't have a lot of size to that roster. That's
yes, they
one.
Do.
Yes, yeah, JaVale McGee.
You got JaVale
McGee. Yes, they got JaVale McGee, but that's really it.
And you got Tyson Chandler.
And you got how long is Tyson?
And you got Tyson Chandler.
How long is Chandler really going to be there?
But you were saying that
if I can get Kawhi Leonard, if we can get Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant, I'll tell LeBron to get hell on. That is my personal opinion.
But you were saying
I didn't care about LeBron.
But you were saying,
well, you don't know Kawhi, about that one.
Yeah, but you were saying, Rage, that they don't have
Kawhi. If you get Kawhi and Anthony Davis on the same team on the Lakers, yeah, I would do the same thing. Yeah, but if you can get one of the, who would you pick? One of the two, Anthony Davis or Kawhi, to play with LeBron right now?
AD.
Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'd have to get
Kawhi be getting into with LeBron about playing defense because you know he don't play no damn defense
all the time.
LeBron, you know he wants to go around saying he the GOAT. He only play defense.
Me and Doom talked about that earlier. The thing that kills me with that statement: how you gonna call yourself that? I've never heard any other player. I've heard people in single sports do it. Muhammad Ali did it, but that's an individual sport. That's a little bit of a.
But Will, you've heard people say whatever you have to tell yourself for you to sleep at night.
That's true too.
But I always had this one argument I was telling Will earlier today. It comes down to this: Jordan will always be the GOAT because it didn't matter.
It didn't matter
wherever he was going to prove himself to be the best, and this is where I go to. Basically, Jordan's duels when the dunk contest against Dominique and them dudes in the 80s, even though it's just a dunk contest, his competitive nature didn't let, you know, he had to prove himself to be the best. LeBron's never entered in the dunk contest because he doesn't want to compete or lose to somebody. That's how I look at, you know.
And LeBron don't even got the most titles in his era. So at least Jordan can say in his era he had the most titles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why people consider him the GOAT.
Because Steph got three. Who else got three in his era?
Klay got three.
Steph.
Well, let me tell you something. Michael Jordan will always be the GOAT to me because Jordan played in an era that allowed defense.
That mandated defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that. Yeah. He won Defensive Player of the Year.
He played rough defenses.
And a bunch of times, first team all defense.
True. That's why a lot of people say if he wasn't played back in the early 80s, he would never last. He wouldn't have lasted three seasons because those defenses would kill it.
I think he'd
go in the hole. He would catch elbows like it ain't no tomorrow. With Xavier McDaniel and them, to be busting his ass. They would just beat the shit out of him. John Sally and them would beat the shit out of him. Coming in the hole.
I think about the Bad Boy Pistons. If LeBron was playing against that team, that Bad Boy Pistons team would fuck LeBron up.
And another thing, LeBron ain't that dude. He don't want to get in somebody's face and fight. I was just watching a compilation of Michael Jordan fights. Jordan didn't care who he was. He was going to come at you. LeBron will run to the rest if you get in his face.
I think that
he can't shoot a free throw.
Nope, can't shoot a free throw.
Nope.
How you the greatest player of all time? You can't shoot 80%. How you the greatest player of all time? You can't shoot 80% from the free throw line.
Nope.
And I don't like the way this era of basketball is going down because this era of basketball seems to be more about sneaker sales and moral victories rather than winning on the court.
And jump shots.
You know?
Jump shots has always been a part of damn basketball. What the
hell you talk? 3-point shot.
Yeah, the 3-point game. It's changed things somewhat, but. Still. You know, I'm just saying, is LeBron a special player? Sure. Is he the best player of this era? You can make a case, but he's not the greatest of all time, by far.
But the reason why I say that is because that the game now is only centered around shooting. That's it.
It's always been shooting.
Like it's only like
it was shooting. Then it went to dunking. Now it's back to shooting.
What am I trying to say? Hold on. Like it's only focused on this that jump shot. People, teams live and die by the jump shot. Is what I'm saying.
A three-point shot, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talking about three-pointers. That's all they do. That's all this league do now is shoot, step outside, shoot three.
That's what I'm saying. Teams live and die by that now.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. I think another thing that's kind of discouraging, too, you got some of our greatest superstars in the league right now that can't shoot. You have Ben Simmons ain't got a jumper. You got the
Blake Griffin starting to get a... Blake Griffin's starting to get a jumper.
Yeah. He's getting there. So,
Lava Ball has no jumper for shit. He can't shoot for shit.
Oh, I got one for you. Your boy Clint Capella.
Yeah.
He got to be 2 feet from the rim.
Wait a minute. If playing like Antetokounmpo and Ben Simmons, why do they need to even have a jump shot? They can just get their points from in the paint.
But you don't understand though. You have to be able to stretch the court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing you had to be able to do. You got to be able to hit that free throw line extended or that baseline jumper. People get on me for liking AC Green, but the one thing AC Green did, he rebounded, he played defense, and he had a good baseline jumper that was consistent.
That's
okay. Especially when 2000.
Forwards and centers make their shots in the paint.
No, I mean if you're a center or a big man and you got about a 10-foot jumper, you'll be almost unstoppable.
Yep.
Exactly. But they don't make them like that anymore.
Imagine Shaq with a jumper.
The Vlade Divac.
Imagine Shaq with a jumper.
Oh, please.
Man, please.
Please.
He'll have everything.
Exactly.
That's why they could that's talk. Why Kareem was the all-time leading scorer because of that sky hook.
Yep. And he could hit that sky hook from anywhere.
That's why players like Porzingis are so special.
Oh, Porzingis is just a flash in the pan, though. He ain't going to last that long.
He's not.
Especially playing in New York.
James Dolan is the worst owner. He's one of the worst owners in sports. He needs to sell the Knicks.
Porzingis will be on the Warriors.
Porzingis with the right squad around him, they'll win some games.
But then who wants to play in New York, though?
So what?
You got that media.
That's the problem. Without anybody,
I know you're playing
New York.
But Rage, you just can't take that Patriot mentality and apply it to everything. You have to have talent at some point.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on.
What the Knicks got? Besides
Porzingis. Wait, hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. Other than James Dolan, what is wrong with New York? I'm not talking about the teams. Because y'all making it sound like New York is just a horrible place to play. Like, okay, what is wrong with New York?
The city, I got one. You got goddamn $5 tax on a pack of damn cigarettes.
No. I'm not talking. I don't mean that. I'm talking about sports-wise. Why would you not want to play, in my opinion, the number one media market in the country?
Because you ain't winning.
I was talking about the taxes.
Because you ain't winning. You're not winning. You're not going to the playoffs. No playoffs.
When was the last time the Knicks been to the playoffs?
And you can say it for either one of your teams. You can say it for the Knicks, or you can say it, and you can say it for Brooklyn. You ain't winning.
You got sports writers. You got fans.
And that's it. You're not winning anytime soon. Up there.
The Knicks don't have their identity.
Considering going to New York,
and the only team you really can say you can win something for would be the Yankees.
The Mets, man.
So, and right now, and so right now, the last couple years, they
didn't even do Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, would we be winning? I'm a Yankee fan.
Do what?
It ain't just one person. Y'all have to get
Kevin Durant. Are we going to start winning?
No.
You got your rabbit ass mind.
No.
No. This ain't enough. There's no way. It just exactly. You need more of a team around him to make that team win.
That's a good nucleus to start. That's a good way to start.
You need some guard players.
You still need more.
You need more than that. You need more than that.
But like I said before, answer this question. If you do that, who else is going to want to go and play New York? Yeah. Who?
All right,
If you got Kevin Durant there, people are going to want to go.
All right, guys.
Bullshit.
All right, guys, we're ready to say goodbye to Tony C. Tony C., thank you for joining us, man. We'll see you next time. Let's get back to the conversation. I just think it's going to take a lot for New York to start winning because you got to completely rebuild that team.
You got to get
from the ground up.
And you got to get that heart. New Yorkers are hard nosed. They're not soft.
You have Kristaps. You have Porzingis there. You have Enes Kanter there, for whatever that's worth. But they still need
besides a lot him banging Dana Brooke, that's about it.
You still need more. You still need more, so we shall see.
New York used to be a blue-collar town, man. Them dudes used to get there.
They would bang.
Yeah.
But after that last Knicks game with Patrick Ewing and them going all the way, you ain't seen nothing since.
The problem with New York is they signed Carmelo Anthony for them years and ran Phil Jackson up out of there. And you had idiots like Stephen A.
Smith. Phil just didn't do it. Phil didn't feel like he could. James Dolan didn't let Phil do what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and another issue was you also had Carmelo Anthony on that team.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, damn. You know, they want to talk about Phil Jackson. I was like, you ain't going to win nothing with Carmelo Anthony on it.
That is absolutely true.
All right. All right, guys, let's get some final thoughts and opinions out there before we get out of here for tonight. Big Tone, man, returning back. Do you have any final thoughts and opinions you want to get out there?
It's been a long time, and I miss you guys. I have to say one thing. Fuck Goldberg with a steel dick. Okay. I had to get that out.
There you go.
To be real, Sunday, I'm going to say this. Those Patriots better watch out for them Chargers because them Chargers are coming for their ass.
Chargers real.
I'm sorry. They are real and they are into it. Brady better be sure Bosa has a bad day because if Bosa doesn't, Bosa's going to be in his face all day long.
And they're hungry.
Bosa, very.
Bosa and Ingram, boy, I'm telling you.
Them boys is ready.
Bosa and Ingram.
Nope, them boys is ready. Dallas, if they happen to get by the Rams,
they won't.
Thank you. But if they happen to, they got to go down to New Orleans, and they ain't winning in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Yeah, I think we beat the Eagles, and I think we'll beat Dallas if they come down to the dome.
I ain't done yet. Your boys, the Eagles are going to come to play. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. But what your boys having that week off? Oh shit! They rested. They feeling good. Yes, boy. New Orleans is gonna go out there and wear that ass out.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
So but again, NFC title game. I see it. It's gonna be they got to go to New England. Not New England. They're going to New Orleans. The NFC title game starts in New Orleans, and it might. I hate to say, no. I'm not even gonna say that. I don't know who New Orleans is gonna have to play in that game. I really don't.
But
the AFC Championship game, it's going to be Kansas City and San Diego.
There you go. We got you on the record, Big Tom. We got you on the record.
Well, it's going to be Kansas City and San Diego in the AFC Championship game. And San Diego, I hate to say it, but San Diego's going to win. San Diego. I'm used to calling them San Diego. The Rams or the Chargers are going to win it.
Yep.
Because they win if they can go into Arrowhead and beat that ass. Please. They know how to beat Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. And if they can beat Andy Reid, and they go, I'm scared what they're going to do on Sunday. I'm scared what they're going to do to him on Sunday. Brady better be on his game. He better bring his A game, because if not, Joey Bosa is going to be in his face all day long. Making him say, sit down, bitch. This is my house.
And that checkbook to them referees.
All right. All right, real quick, dude. You got anything you wanna get out there before we roll out for the night?
Yeah, I want the Cowboys to go down on a flaming plane or something, damn it. Basketball quarterback's leg. It's
first. Your
oh, my goodness.
All right. Damn.
And let me go ahead and get Rage in. Rage, what you got coming up, man? Plug, promote, what you got?
Well, we got a lot coming up on the Speakeasy Network, of course. Tuesday, well, actually, nah, the latest episode of Fuck I'm a Millennial is already online. You can catch the Ham Radio Show this Wednesday at from 6 to 8. The next episode of The Word, that'll be on Sunday. It's got a bunch of shit coming. We got a bunch of shit. And you know what? Fuck Urban Meyer.
Why you gotta fuck Urban Meyer, man?
Hey Rage, I heard your show the other day, bro. I gotta give you your props. You guys did that. That's some good shit. I fuck with you, but that's some good shit, bro.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
It's a lot of hard work. I started from nothing and getting fired, and now look at me.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Hey, but I do want to shout out to my boys over there, Speakeasy Network. D. Michael Drake, that's my dude. Hightower's always been my dude. Rage, you the man. I know I mess with you a lot about the Patriots, but overall, you're a good dude. My boy Hightower stepped up. In case y'all don't know, I do have another show that I do. This is a recorded show, the DC Hub Podcast. My boy Hightower stepped up. He's going to be my co-host. For that show, so that's completely awesome. So definitely check it out. I'll post it on my Facebook page for those who are interested in DC Comics and DC Entertainment. Download the DC Universe app. It's a fantastic app. So definitely want to download that. You can catch Titans. You can test the new season of Young Justice. It's all out there ready to go for you. Definitely check it out. Got this show going on as well right here on Radio and Radio, the Sports Report. We talked about a lot tonight on our return show, and I'm so glad that Big Tone's able to call in. So glad Rage was able to call in. We finally got through all this Skype stuff. And maybe update Skype before I started the show, so it took me a little time to get it down, but I think I finally got it down. So thank you guys for being patient with me on that.
Hey, I wasn't going to call in after the professional assassination of Nick Saban.
Ooh. That hit. That professional hit. That was a hit. That was a hit. Yes, sir. But shout out to Right Air Radio. Catch all the shows. We got the Shiny Wizards coming back tomorrow at 7. We got the Rant followed up at 9 p.m. with Tony C and Double A. I believe Thursday night we have the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Still waiting on Surfer to come back through with his show. Hopefully he'll come back soon. Hit us up with the latest action in comic books every Sunday at 5 p.m. Then, of course, it's this show, The Sports Report, every Monday night at 11:15 p.m. Might change that time to 11 since Raw goes off at 11 now, but we'll see on that. I'm not sure about that, but we shall see. Is there anything else, guys, before we roll out?
Kenny Omega to WWE, what do you think?
I'm sort of touchy on it. I think he felt mistreated over in New Japan, and he wants to use WWE.
Why would he feel that?
Because he lost the title.
Why would he do that?
Because he lost the title.
He lost. Yeah, but he was going. He lost to Tanahashi. If anybody in that, well, no, it's either him or Okada. It was either Tanahashi, Okada, or Jay White. I wanted to see Jay White win it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It had to be either Tanahashi or Okada. Either way.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think. I think he wants to go just to because he half the original Bullet Club is in WWE now.
That's true too. That's true.
So if he goes, it'll be sweet. But I think he's going to go with the Young Bucks and Cody at AEW.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Start that up.
WWE's
I think that's where he's going to go. I think he's just telling
WWE
them
he's going wouldn't there know what to do with somebody away like Kenny Omega.
They really
don't. I agree.
They wouldn't know.
You're right. I have to agree with you on that. They don't know what to do with him. Because with the guys they got now, they don't know what the fuck to do with. But if he goes to AEW, he'll be off.
They got a whole roster. WWE has head to toe the best fucking roster on the planet, and they don't even know what to do with 95% of the people they got over there.
They don't.
So what the hell? What do you think they're going to do with somebody like Kenny Omega?
I agree.
They don't know what
I totally.
Let me tell you something. Well, let me tell you something. This is going to be the last thing I say. You think people were pissed off? You think, man, let me tell you something. I guarantee you when the Velveteen Dream come up, the collective wrestling world is going to fucking throw. There's going to be a riot when WWE buries the Velveteen Dream.
Damn.
That's why he should stay. But though, you know what? I hate to do this, but I have to agree with him on that.
I do too.
That's why I say the Velveteen should stay right where he is. He does not need to go up there yet, because if they do, he'll never see the light of day.
He really won't. He really won't. They've misused Ember.
They missed Dolph.
They missed
Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah. All of them, man. They've misused. They don't know how to book. They don't know how to book proper. They don't know how to book properly.
Oh, but they know how to book that motherfucking Brock very well, huh?
Yes. I don't understand that. To this day, I don't. To this day, I don't. I really don't.
They tried to make Roman the number one man, and they couldn't do it. He had to leave. Now they put Brock back in there. John Cena's done for. John Cena's done.
No, he's
there's
not.
No quit.
I want then, John
yes,
Cena.
Yes, he is. The only way John Cena would get that is he turns heel, and he'll never do it.
No, I don't want him to turn.
Let me rephrase. He will go back heel.
If he goes back heel again, then maybe.
But right
give
now,
me
he'll
a
never
John
do.
Cena Universal Championship reign. I'll take anything over Brock sitting at home with that belt.
It's crazy, man. It's just crazy. The one thing that they have done right, though, recently, Asuka is your champion. So I will say that
finally
was one of the best moves
they got
done.
Right.
They got right. They got it right. You messed around with her, playing around with her, and she's finally your champion.
If they would have did it, if they would have gave it to her when she was undefeated, oh shit, that would have been, and then put her against Ronda Rousey, that would have been a damn bamboo match.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
you're right. They just completely misbooked that.
But you know, because Vince is petty, and I hate to say it because it's like beating a horse, but Vince is petty, and he doesn't want anybody or anything to be over the WWE brand. He's pretty much said so, and if you would have kept her undefeated, if she would have beat Charlotte, if she would have beat Carmella, kept her undefeated for Ronda, come on. You want to tell me that wouldn't sell?
Mm-hmm.
That would have sold. He was sitting. That's a WrestleMania match right there.
And how the hell you put
WrestleMania right there.
And how the hell you push Carmella anyway? She looked like a Fruity Pebble with a bag wig.
Oh, shit.
He ain't lying.
I hate Carmella, man. I hate Carmella. Carmella can't wrestle. I hate Santana Garrett because of a stupid gimmick. But she's a better wrestler than Carmella.
Wait. You know better than to mention that bitch's name around me. You know better.
I hate Santana Garrett. I hate her. I hate her attitude. I hate her gimmick. But she's a better wrestler than Carmella. And that's
how about
just about
I hate Carmella? And I hate those goddamn Iconics. I hate them.
Hey.
Whoa. Now you
hold
gotta watch
now. Hold up now.
The Iconics are cool.
Hold up now. I have followed Billie Kay since her days in Shepherd. Billie Kay is cool.
Yes, she can get out.
I've been watching some old shit. Why are they getting more airtime than anybody else, and they don't do shit?
They need to start pushing them outside of this interviews and telling stories. You need to let them do something in the ring.
Pretty much. With their broken ass Australian accents. Get that the fuck out of here. And they scream.
Let me put it like this, Rage. I've been to Australia about 4 times. There are women that look just like that and talk like that, and they are freaky as hell.
Yeah.
But I don't need them screaming in my fucking ear on a weekly basis.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you like this. If you have one in your bed all the time, you're going home to one every time, you get so used to it, you love that accent. I guarantee it.
If you ain't going to wrestle, I don't want to hear you talk.
Now,
I'll let that go. Go ahead.
Now, Peyton Royce.
She can get it.
I don't know.
Get fucked. She can get fucked. I love her.
I don't know because she's got a lot of male appreciation out there. So we'll see what they do with her. Some of these teams, I think you need to break up at some point. I'm not saying completely break up the New Day, but let Big E go for the heavyweight championship. Let Big E go for the heavyweight championship and let the other two go for the tag titles. They can still be a unit or whatnot, but let's get some more gold on those boys.
It's time to break them up just for a minute. Like you said, two go for the tag and one go for the single. Let that happen. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. One more quick one.
Mm-hmm.
They have the women's tag team champions coming. Who should be the first ones?
It ain't going to happen. But I say Amber and Naomi, but it won't happen. It won't happen. They'll probably put it on somebody like the Iconics or the Bella Twins.
I'll put money on it. The first team to hold those belts are the Bellas.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be the Bellas.
Nah.
It's going to be the Bellas or the Iconics. Somebody of that ilk. Amber Moon and Naomi, I think they'll be a great team. I doubt if you see it, but I think that'll be a great team. Maybe somebody like a Natalya and Mickey James, being that they're veterans that they are. Maybe you might see that. Becky Lynch.
One thing possible, and Tamina might get it too.
Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
Becky Lynch and Charlotte. No. Because Becky Lynch thinks she's too. She thinks she's Ric Flair herself.
She still got that man complex. Yeah, I got you.
WWE is the fact that anybody in that Breakfast Club is gonna be touching anything new.
Maybe Sasha and Bayley.
No, I ain't gonna. I don't want that.
No, that I can see.
I don't want them as a team.
I know who it won't be. It won't be Nia Jax and Tamina. It won't be them.
Whoa! Don't talk about my girl like that. We gonna have the problems, homie.
Look, I love Nia, and I love them both. But Nia got too much heat, man.
Yeah, of course, she had to tell the truth.
After she busted Becky Lynch's face, yeah, she caught all that heat. But since then, that's the only reason why.
Yeah.
No, that's different. She told the truth, and now she's catching flack.
Oh, you're talking about the social media thing.
Yeah.
Not for that, because she's right on that. And if people don't agree with her on that, then, you know, that's their problem. That's their fault.
Exactly.
Again, WWE has been bad for not promoting people of color the way that they should be. That cover, you
that
saw
that. That is absolutely true.
Because when you look at that cover that they portrayed, you saw the Iconics on there, and everybody was left wondering, what have the Iconics done to get to that point? Hell, they even trying to, a report I saw earlier on Facebook was saying they're trying to push Mandy Rose for a title. What the hell? Who has Mandy Rose beaten, and who can she beat to make her a believable champion?
Mandy Rose needs to take her talents to Pornhub.
I agree. That's all she, like, you good for. She looks like she could take a nice schlong up the.
I don't like Mandy Rose for that report that came out some years ago when she was messing with a young black lady's braids, and then the next week later you see her wearing braids herself. From that point forward, I've always hated Mandy Rose for that fact. So how you?
And people want to talk about cultural appropriation. You talking trash.
And it's well documented. You talking trash on Snapchat about somebody wearing braids on an airplane, in a seating airplane above you, before you, I should say. But then the next week, you show yourself with braids. Get out of here.
You know what I mean? Do you see what I mean about these white people? You know what? Never mind. Wrong show.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's
we
why.
Need to, you know what? Hey, Will, you know what? We need to bring it back for one show only.
The call in?
Yeah, just for one show only.
We did that.
No, we didn't.
Where was I for that?
We did that. We did that. No, we didn't. We did that last year for Mania Weekend.
Was it last year?
What we possibly could do is maybe do like an individual taping, but I don't know if Double A let us go live. I have to ask. So
I have to ask.
He might. You know, if we're not doing
all
anything.
All you do is ask.
Yeah. You know.
All you do is ask. All he can say is no.
Yeah.
As long as we ask.
Mm-hmm. I might just do that. So, you know, might just do that. But again.
I'm going to get away. I'm going to have to send a message to him. I want that Cornette interview.
I'd love to have that interview, Big Tone.
That is one of the interviews I've always wanted to do. I want that interview. So what I'm end up doing is I'm going to probably get with TGBL and see if I can set it up between him.
Okay.
Oh, I got a jet.
Okay, definitely let me know. We'll take that.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can hook this up. I want him on the air with you, because I think we're the biggest Midnight Express fans there is, so we got to get him on.
Okay, that'll work. All right, everybody. I want to thank you for being here with me tonight. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you for everybody being patient through the Skype fiasco that I went through tonight. But we got it done. We got it done. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Gene, I do apologize to you, my friend. I'll see you next week. Big Tone, thank you, man.
Hey, I'll see y'all next week.
Have a good man. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take it easy, brother. Ooh.